Hello, it's Jeremy Dietz here, Certified Financial Planner and Registered Life Planner. Welcome to my Money Manifesto for Monday, 19th of June 2014. So, last weekend I took my son Alex up to the moors for a coaching session with John, who's the head coach of the UK Commonwealth Clay Target Team. And it's a real pleasure to be out in the glorious wet Yorkshire countryside, remote and quiet on John's farm. It's really appreciated, as is John and Annie's hospitality. And it's also a joy to watch coaching at its best. John has the ability, with patience and courtesy, to bring on his pupils in the most remarkable way. So watching John coach Alex, I picked up three or four key points about shooting and realised that they are as relevant to the life of money as to breaking clays. So first of all, John addressed Alex's posture, making him stand up really straight rather than bending forward, having his feet in the right place, pointing naturally at the target. The natural reaction on seeing a clay fly towards you is to lean back, thus upsetting the firing platform set by the body. Better to lean a little bit forward, bending the front leg, being a little aggressive and leaning into the target, not away from it. It's not just a case of pointing the gun in the right direction, it's a question of using the whole body as a stable firing platform, and moving the whole body into the shot, not just the arms holding the gun. And I see parallels here with the whole concept of a financial life plan and financial organisation. The whole financial and life body works as a single unit, pointing in the right direction to hit the target. Moving one bit of it in isolation tends to be just a recipe for disaster. So next, John taught Alex the art of minimalism and patience. For John, there is no point in extravagant movements which just waste energy. Alex started by moving into the shot as soon as the clay left the trap, resulting in the gun wobbling as he reached the point where he wanted to take the shot, and therefore missing it. John showed with a simple exercise how there is no need to rush. Delaying until the last moment reduces the amount of movement and increases accuracy. John simply got Alex to close his eyes and told him not to open them until instructed, which was after the clay had left the trap and was a good halfway towards Alex. The result was that Alex moved calmly into the mount, moving his whole body into the line of the clay with a minimum of movement and efficiently breaking more clays than ever before. And patience and efficiency have always been important in financial planning. Finance is a long game, and there is no need to rush. Patience is our greatest friend where money is concerned, and efficiency is so important, especially when it comes to looking at utilising our resources. There were other lessons, but the other, the final one is the old lesson about watching the ball, or in this case the clay. And as John said, you know what the end of the barrel looks like, so stop staring at it and look at the clay instead. If everything else is as it should be, the shot will hit the clay naturally as long as you are looking at it. And the parallels here are obvious. Everything depends on our goals and keeping our eye on the goals. If we formulate and remember our goals, we are far more likely to get where we want to be. John then had one final last piece of advice, and possibly the most important for Alex. And it's less about technique, more about the mind. If you do what you did the last shot, you'll get the same result as the last shot. And you have to have the courage to change, to do it differently, if you're going to get a better result the next time. On the way home, Alex told me it had been the most enjoyable afternoon shooting he had ever had, and he certainly improved in leaps and bounds during the 3-hour session. I think for Alex there are real lessons in life here as well as shooting, and I think he took them in. For me, it was simply a privilege to be able to see coaching done really well and totally professionally. So thank you for listening, have a very, very good week, and I'll be back next Monday. Take care.